Yeah, I'm Michael Edmiston.
Yeah.
I live in Columbus.
Trying to keep your mic still.
Sorry. Yeah. Is that good?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Sounds good.
I live in Columbus. I was born here. The work I'm doing out here today is stuff. It's environmental work. That's what I care about. Care about a lot of stuff, too much stuff probably, but I think most people don't realize that we are a part of the rest of the world, and that I think people think that they're separate from everything else, and from other people, from the universe, from the trees and the animals, but in fact we're all connected, and the things we do to the other residents of the earth to affect us, and not affect ourselves and affect the people we care about.
What are you doing on the street today here at Broad and High?
I'm collecting signatures to try to put pressure on American Electric Power, who are they own a whole bunch of coal burning power plants, and they're not bad people, but the stuff these plants release just causes all kinds of health problems. It contributes to climate change, which is a really, really, really scary thing.
What are you trying to get AEP to do?
What they're trying to do right now is block this piece of legislation called the Clean Air Act, which limits how much crap they're allowed to dump into the air. They're trying to extend the deadline by which they have to reduce their emissions. At the moment it's 2015, they're trying to extend it all the way to 2020, but there's no guarantee that when we get to 2020 they won't just extend it another 5 years, and so we're trying to block them from doing that.
Clean Air Act, that would be the federal legislation.
Precisely, yeah.
Anything going on for our statewide laws, sir?
In this state?
Yeah.
There's plenty going on, yeah. As far as, specific legislation that's they're trying to,
That's fine.
I don't know what AEP is doing at the on the state level, but yeah. But sorry, what were you going to say?
Who's running this petition drive?
I'm working with a group called Progress Ohio. They're funded by the Environmental Defense Fund, which is a large organization. They don't have nearly as much money as AEP, but